Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
If Hillary Clinton tweeted out a cartoon video of her with swords killing Donald Trump, what do you think the reaction would be? Right. So today, the House of Representatives is going to try to censure Paul Gosar, whose own family, his own siblings, have put out campaign videos to tell the people of Arizona to vote against their brother because he is mentally unfit, mentally unstable, mentally unable to have a position of power, even one of 435 members of the House of Representatives. And he got elected anyway. And now he is, you know, as you know, he tweeted out a video, and it's not just a video. It's a video, a cartoon video, a anime video. Anime, by the way, just a word for cartoon, okay? But he literally used his congressional staff on congressional time, using their official duties as a member of the House of Representatives to doctor this video, this anime video, in order to put his face on the so-called hero in this cartoon story, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's face on the perceived giant, on the perceived, evildoer in this video, and also Joe Biden as an infiltrator into the world that Paul Gosar in this cartoon was protecting from invasion, from invaders, usurpers, vermin, filth, right? Now, the reason why he is being singled out for censure, which we haven't had since Charlie Rangel used his stationery, his congressional stationery to fundraise. Yeah. The reason why we haven't, seen a censure is because most of the heinous behavior that we see from conservatives, most of the heinous behavior like speaking at a rally and, saying today is the day we kick some ass, right? Pointing toward his workplace, Mo Brooks, right? And all the other lunatic, fringy congressmen, Matt Gaetz, who says, the election was rigged, and all that. The reason why Gosar's time in the barrel has happened is because he specifically used congressional time, congressional staff, his congressional office to do this threat. That's why. So now that you understand what you're not allowed to do as a member of the Congress, and that is use your official office to do malfeasance or to threaten the life of your colleague in a workplace, and you know that if you did that at work, if you A, used your time on the clock at work to doctor some video in order to put your face on something that was going to kill somebody you work with, and you did that in your workplace, you'd be fired. But the best that Congress can do is censure him, hold him accountable, and remove him from his committees. And that is what is being debated now in the House of Representatives. And there were some amazing speeches so far this morning talking about this cartoon. And by this cartoon, I mean Paul Gosar. He is a cartoon of a human being. He's one-dimensional. He has said horrible things before. No one has censured him before, even though he has said hideous, ugly, racist things about immigrants and immigration and every other thing, even though he's been helping the big lie live, right? Even though he has been campaigned against by his own family members who know him best and tell you, as Arizona voters, he's unstable. He's a white supremacist. He's a hater. He's a racist. He should never be anywhere near power, let alone be an office holder and swear an oath to the Constitution in a libelous fashion because he has no intention of protecting the Constitution. Only two Republicans voted to even have this debate. The rest of the Republican House, including the minority leader, has remained silent when this threat of violence, this particular iteration of a threat of violence, look, we've had January 6th already, and we've had members of the House speaking at the Save America rally and telling people that this is their revolution and that they need to get, you know, go kick some ass up on Capitol Hill. And that person, Mo Brooks, hasn't been censured, right? He hasn't been censured. And all the other, you know, Andy Biggs and the rest of this crew. They've not been censured. The only reason why Gosar is being censured is because he used his resources as a member of the House to make the threat. Otherwise, we've seen threats against Nancy Pelosi. Oh, Nancy, where are you? We've seen threats against Vice President Mike Pence. Hang Mike Pence. Hang Mike Pence, right? We also saw violence against Steve Scalise. Steve Scalise at a baseball game, he was shot. We also saw, you know, Gabby Giffords get shot in Arizona at a constituent, you know, event in a supermarket parking lot. Why? Because we went through a period of, you know, heightened, you know, threats then too, with crosshairs on certain, you know, members of the House, crosshairs. You know, this goes back to the Palin era, okay? This goes all back to Obama's a Muslim. He's a Muslim. And what was the 57 state slip? He was talking about Islam and Muslim countries, and he's a Muslim, and he's a witch doctor, and hang him, and ACA, it's a communist. I mean, all of it, and Sarah Palin putting crosshairs on her fundraising material. Listen, this is really out of control now because people actually got hurt. Let's not forget that Gabby Giffords got shot in the face. Don't forget that Steve Scalise was shot at a baseball game. Don't forget that Jackie Speier was shot five times in Guyana for trying to, you know, investigate a cult when she was an assistant to a sitting member of the House of Representatives who went down to Guyana to see what the hell was going on down there with this Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking crowd. And she ended up with five bullets in her. And the member that she was, you know, serving as a staffer to, dead. So let's not pretend we don't know what causes violence against members of Congress. Let's not pretend we don't know what Paul Gosar was advocating for. And please do not forget that he used his public office, an office he is elected to by people, the people that he represents, not an office that entitles him to be the CEO of threats against AOC. And that's why he's being censured today, or that's why they're debating whether or not to censure him over the violent video that has been seen by nearly 3 million people. And he just stood up on the floor and he refused to apologize. He compared himself to Alexander Hamilton. To which David Cicilline stood up and said, you, sir, are no Hamilton. He's not sorry. He will do it again. They will all do it again. You have people not saying anything, and silence actually encourages violence and normalizes violence and is an acceptance of violence, as we all know. They're not done. They're not done. And the reason why the Republicans are such cowards, there's an election coming in just a few, you know, a few months. I mean, we're literally a year away from a midterm election. It's November. And next November, there will be a midterm election. And Donald Trump has all the data. Just remember that. It's not him they're afraid of. It's the data.